Rabbi Binyamin Aaron Troy.
I'd like to discuss today Tefillah B'Tzibah. What is called Tefillah B'Tzibah and what is not called Tefillah B'Tzibah? What is a machlokes if it's called Tefillah B'Tzibah? What's the best Tefillah B'Tzibah? Which one is a b'dievedik of Tefillah B'Tzibahs? Now the first thing the Mishnah Berurah says, there is, people think Tefillah B'Tzibah is you come to shul and you daven and there's 10 people in the shul and you answer Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu, you've davened with a minyan. That's what people think. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's not called Tefillah B'Tzibah. Tefillah B'Tzibah, we read out the Mishnah Berurah, Tefillah B'Tzibah hu tefillis yudches amin shmin esra, Dahainu sheyispallu asora anoshim shehem gedolim biyachad. That 10 people have to daven Shemoneh Esreh together. 10 people daven Shemoneh Esreh together. That is called Tefillah B'Tzibah. V'loy k'moy shechoshvim ma'amoy, not like people think, she'ike l'espalu ba'asorah, ike is just have 10 people in the shul, rak l'shmoya kadosh ha'kedusha ha'borchu, l'chein eino makpid, not makpid, rak she'yu yud b'beis k'neset, should only be 10 people in the shul, v'zeh utos, l'chein, the Mishnah Berurah says, choyv ala odom, l'ma'a lova l'beis k'neset, you have to hurry to come to shul on time, k'dei she'yagia l'espalu yudches b'tzibah, Shedavon Shmoneh Esreh with the Tzibah. So that is Poshet Shmoneh Esreh. Tefillah B'Tzibah means the Davon Shmoneh Esreh with the Tzibah. The Davon Shmoneh Esreh. Will Mitzvah get to all the points? What is called Tefillah B'Tzibah? So the mail of Tefillah B'Tzibah, the Gemara says, as that if you daven bezman shatzibah mispallim, that means tefillah b'tzibah is a esrotzen and your tefillah is niskabu. And another thing, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Ches, the Gemara says, as eina kodesh baruch hu moyes b'tefillosim sharabim, the Rabbeinu Shleilam is not moyes with the tefillah of the rabbim. And the Chovetz Chaim is mazbe. What does it mean that the Rabbeinu Shleilam is not moyes b'tefillosim sharabim? It means that when a person davens be yichidus, the Rabbeinu Shleilam is ma'ayan if he's davened well or not, if he's had kavona and if he's properly davened or not. Mash'ein kein, if you daven b'tzibah, even so your kavona wasn't gewaldig, and even so the Rabbeinu Shleilam is mekabel your tefillah. So to daven tefillah b'tzibah is poshut. It's a toiva. If you want your tefillahs to be niskabel, you've got then daven with the tzibah because it's eisrotzen, and the Rabbeinu Shalom will not be moyes with your tefillahs. Now, besides for the inyan which is in tefillah b'tzibah, but there's a chiyuv to daven tefillah b'tzibah as well. And that's the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch paskens it, and Rashi's pshat in the Gemara, that if you're going on a journey, and you haven't got a minyan over here, but within Dalad Milin, that means within 8,000 amos, which that is 72 minutes, I'm going to have a minyan, and it's on my way, I'm mechuyev to wait, not to daven now, and daven later, daven 72 minutes, wait for 72 minutes to be able to daven b'tzibah, achiv. And if you're at home, so zok the Mishnah Berurah, that brings down the Chai Odom, if you're at home, you've got achiv to walk 18 minutes to get to a minyan. So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld in Salmos Chaim says, If you got a chiyuv to walk 18 minutes to a minyan, twila betziba, so of course, if you arrive, it's like in Matzgadas here, yeah, nowadays every 20 minutes, then a minyan for mincha mariv. So if you arrive late for mincha, let's say 3 minutes late for mincha, mincha is 20 past 7, you arrive at 23 past 7, and they're already in middle shmina esra, and let's say you want yotzei twila betziba with that, you're mechuyev to wait 18 minutes to be able to get twila betziba, because if you're mechuyev to walk 18 minutes, you're zicher mechuyev to wait 18 minutes to get twila betziba. Now he's moisif, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, if you're at home, you have to go 18 minutes to a minyan, to daven twila betziba, so it takes you 18 minutes there, and it takes you 18 minutes back. So you mechuyev to wait 36 minutes. Because for a minyan, you have to spend 36 minutes. Yeah, because you have to 18 minutes there, 18 minutes back. So it's not, you can't say, I've missed the minyan, I'll daven now be yechidus. No. Yeah, 18 minutes away. But let's say you've arrived in shul now.
So you've done 18 minutes already.
What?
You've done 18 minutes to come to shul.
You've done your 18 minutes to come to shul. Say, then yeah, okay, it'll depend on that hechtimsa. Right, okay. So now. So the shail is, could be you are. I mean, to do a mitzvah, you have to spend money. Yeah, hefz and momen, you're not mechuyev, but so it's like. I mean, okay, we can't go into all the details here. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that a story. No, so if you don't know, so start a minion line. And if you don't know, so go find a yid, ask him where the minion is. If you can't, sure, so then you'll down be chidus. So what is called tefillah betzibah? What is mamish, the, you know, just like you get a nice beautiful esrig, and you get a good, and you want to get a good, to be mekayim the mitzvah properly, what is called true tefillah betziba? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Samach Vav, the Mishnah Berurah speaks about there, that if you should answer Amen after God Yisrael, if you shouldn't answer Amen, yet the Ramah holds you should answer Amen, some hold you shouldn't, because you make a break between the bracha of God Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei, so some hold you shouldn't. So there were people who had this Eitzah, that they used to wait by Tzu Yisrael, let the Chazan finish off Goal Yisrael, there they answered Amen, and then they started Shemoneh Esrei, then they said Tzu Yisrael afterward, and they started Shemoneh Esrei. So the Mishnah Berurah's got two tainas in it. We'll discuss only the one taina. So the Mishnah Berurah said that's not a good eitzah because you're missing tefillah betziba. The lechatchila dika tefillah betziba is to start mamish together with the tziba, with the chazan and with the tziba. That is tefillah betziba. If you're going to start say Tzu Yisrael, I don't know how long it takes you to say Tzu Yisrael. But I don't think most people don't take so long to say Tzu Yisrael. But the difference between saying Tzu Yisrael and starting from Nesra together with the Tibur.
It's more than Tachte Dibur anyway.
Yeah, it's certainly more than Tachte Dibur. Yeah, so more than Tachte Dibur, so Zok the Mishnah Berurah, that is not called the Lechatchila Dika Tfila Betzibur. So the chatchila b'tikatvila b'tzibah is to start mamish together with the tzibah, with the chazan, and there's 10 people starting together with the chazan. Yeah, sometimes the chazan starts without 10 people, but if you start with the chazan and 10 people, that is the lechatchila b'tikatvila b'tzibah. Now, sorry. Yeah.
Okay, so you don't know when exactly
he's starting. Oh, okay. So, yeah, as long as you don't, he says Baruch Atah Hashem Goal, and the Yisrael you don't hear anymore. Right, so that's Teuchtei Dibba. That's okay. Oh, so now, what is after that not called Tefillah B'Tzibba, or it still is called Tefillah B'Tzibba? What is after that moment? So that's Kloy Mishabura in Simen Samach Vav. He doesn't say it's not Tefillah B'Tzibba. He's saying it's not the Lechatchila Dika Tefillah B'Tzibba. Chatchila Dika Tefillah B'Tzibba is to start mamish together. Now, what is the B'Di'evad Dika Tefillah? What's your next option? So there is a simon in a Gemara in Brachos Daf Chof Aleph from a base, and it's a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch, simon Kuf Tes. Somebody who comes late to shul, and he comes late to mincha, and by the time he arrives to mincha, the tzibah have already started davening. Is he allowed to start davening or not? Can he now start davening or not? So Minig Olam is, you come in late, you call it in English, you jump on the bandwagon, or on the train, Mechap Tzacharay. Mechap Tzacharay. So the simon in Shulchan Aruch, can you chap Tzacharay or denisht? So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, somebody who arrives late in shul, and the tzibah have already started davening Shemoneh Esra, if you can manage to finish your Shemoneh Esra before the Chazan arrives at Kedusha, you're allowed to daven. If your Shemoneh Esra, if you've come so late, or you daven long, and and you'll still be in the middle of Shemoneh Esra while the Tzibah say Kedusha, then you're not allowed to start Shemoneh Esra.
How long it takes?
What?
He knows
Be'erach what can be two things. He knows Be'erach how long he takes, and he knows Be'erach how late he's come.
Not the first time.
Yeah. And maybe he knows how long the Rav takes. Yeah. The Rav also has got a time limit, how long he's allowed to take over his Shemoneh Esra. So we'll discuss that point as well. So if you come late to shul, you have to make sure that you finish your Shemoneh Esra before the Chazan says Kedusha. Or I see there's you have to catch Kedusha. You have to be able to answer Amen after Kela Kodesh. You have to be able to answer Omein after Shemir Tefillah. You have to be able to be Korea bowed down by Moedim together with Tzibah. And you have to be able to answer Omein Yehi Shemir Abba on the Kadeshim after Shemoneh Esra. So if you arrive late and you're going to miss one of these, you are not allowed to start davening, and you'll have to wait till after. So somebody, let's say, comes late to Mincha, and he knows he won't be able to finish Shemoneh Esra before Kedusha, so he'll have to wait till after Mincha to be able to start Shemoneh Esra, because he has to be able to answer Kedusha, Om Nevet Kela Kodesh, Om Nevet Shemeh Tvila, Moedim, and the Kaddish after Shemoneh Esra. So he'll have to wait. So it's not a good idea to arrive late. So now, what? We'll get to that point. Blineda, we'll get to that point as well. So the Magen Avraham says, you know, the normal old minig was always daven mincha mariv together. That was always the normal minig. Used to daven mincha mariv together. Nowadays, some shuls have got a chai odm shi in the middle, and some shuls have got chesa, some halacha shi in the middle. But the old minig was that used to daven mincha, and straight after mincha is vod v'hu rachum. And I think in the those shuls which are noeg alpi minig Ashkenaz, I think I don't know here in Switzerland, the do'im say aleinu after mincha. because the mincha ma'ariv is all one thing. So there's only one aleinu. After ma'ariv, you say aleinu. Yeah. So somebody arrived late to mincha, and he wants to, let's say he wants to start chvesa, the chazan's up to he's after shmei tefillah, right? So he's got time. The chazan's going to say tachnun, and the chazan's going to say kaddish, and he'll chaperayim. Oh, so now what's he want to do? He wants to daven mincha now, and by the time he's finished mincha, he'll be able to say daven mariv tefillah betziba with the tziba. So he wants to stop mincha now. He'll miss kaddish after mincha, and he might miss Bolchu of Mariv as well. But he'll catch tefillah betziba Mariv. So he'll have a chol apochus, one out of the two. I'll have a proper tefillah betziba. So what should he do? So the Magen Avraham says, Avada, daven mincha now, miss your kaddish of mincha, and you'll catch tefillah betziba, a proper tefillah betziba of Mariv.
Why you don't consider the matter that some said that Mariv is the shoes?
Yeah, but nowadays it's kiblu alayu choiva, so now you can't mess around with the Mariv anymore.
That's why we don't make chatat hashas on Mariv.
Yeah, because that was the first Takana Kaduma. But now it's Kiblo Lai Choyva, and Toysus in the beginning of Tulis Hashacha, Toysus says, even so it's a Rishus, or it doesn't mean Stamep's a Rishus, it's your option if you want to do it or not. Toysus says it's a mitzvah to do it. Horaya, if somebody forgets Mariv, states in the Gemara, you have to daven Tashlum Shachris twice. Why do you have to daven Tashlum Shachris twice? It's a Rishus, and I've got the option not to daven it. So Toysus says there's no such thing that you've got the option of not to daven it. Avada, you have to daven it. Now, if there's some Shverkeit, some Ikuv, that you can't daven it, then you've got the Rishus not to daven it. But Avada, it's a mitzvah, it's a chiv to daven Mariv. Oh, so zok the Magen Avraham. So daven start Shmei Esra now of your mincha, miss Shmei Tefillah, miss Moedim, miss Kaddish, but you'll get tefillah betziba Mariv. Zok the Prima Godim says, I'm not masking to the Magen Avraham. Why? So, sorry. Wait for Shmei Esra Mariv. Right. That's a good nakuda. Yeah, so the shaila here is like, there's two shailas to that. What? Yeah, if it's nacht, yeah, but pastors say daven after plaga mincha. Yeah, there's two problems to it. Number one, if you belong to the tziba, which is davening mariv now, maybe you also can't daven mincha, because the tziba has been makabel, have made it into nacht. Yeah, we're talking about a kehillah, yeah? A kehillah which everybody davens at the same time. There's no minyonim around the clock. So the tzibah's made it into nacht, so you can't daven mariv now. That's one thing. And the second thing is, as if the tzibah davening mariv and you're davening mincha, is a pashtus, it's not tefillah betzibah, but it's called bezman shatzibah mispallim. It's a lower darga of tefillah betzibah. It's not the chiyuv. So what's the b'diavad already? Yeah. Of davening. Yeah, because I want to get the ikka chiyuv of tefillah betzibah. That's my two options: losing kaddish or getting the ikka chiyuv of tefillah betzibah. So with this eitzer, I'll daven mincha now and I'll be mekayim the ikka chiyuv of tefillah betzibah with mariv. Sorry?
Even if he could
daven, but that'll be bichidus.
No, in the summer here, you could
daven
mariv late, but he didn't.
Yeah, but he will have a minyan later. No, we're talking about a place that he won't have a tzibah later. This is the mincha mariv. Yeah, now, if he has an option, then he can't do this later. Yeah. So the Prima Godim Tainers, he doesn't understand the Magen Avraham. He doesn't understand the Magen Avraham. Why? Because what is the case of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Gemara, that somebody comes late to davening, and so the Gemara says, somebody comes late to davening, and finds that Tzibba has already started Shemoneh Esrei, he has to wait for Kedusha, he has to wait for Kaddish, he has to wait for Omnish of Kela Kodesh, Omnish Meir Tvila. And so the title of the Prima Gordon, I don't understand. If even if you come late, you're also Mekai Mitzvah of Tvila B'Tzibba. Because the Tzibba are still davening Shtila Shemoneh Esrei. So if the Tzibba are still davening Shtila Shemoneh Esrei, you also Mekayim Tvila B'Tzibba. And even so, we say that Kaddish and Kedusha and Omen of Shmei Tvila, Omen of Kedah Kodesh is better. So what's the Mogen Avraham saying that Tvila B'Tzibba is better than Kaddish? In Shulchan Aruch state that Tvila B'Tzibba is not as good as Kaddish, and Kaddish is better than Tfilah B'Tzibba. So in other words, the Prima Godim has said that even when somebody comes late and he doesn't start exactly with the Tzibba, he is still Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tfilah B'Tzibba. As I state in Prima Godim, you're Mekayim still the Mitzvah of Tfilah B'Tzibba. What do we do with the Mogen Avraham? What do we do with the Mogen Avraham? The Mogen Avraham says that Tvila B'Tzibba is better than Kaddish, and the Shulchan Aruch state that Kaddish is better than Tvila B'Tzibba. So the Prima Godim says there is a difference. There's Tvila B'Tzibba Gemura, and there's Tvila B'Tzibba She'eino Gemura. A richtige Tvila B'Tzibba, that if I start together mamish with a Tzibba, that is better than Kaddish and Kedusha and everything. But if I start a bit later and I don't start mamish together with the Tzibba, that's already Tvila B'Tzibba, and that's a lower darga of Tvila B'Tzibba, and then Kaddish, Kedusha, Ovna Kedah Kodesh, Ovna Shmei Tvila Moidim, they are all better. But the Prima Godim is Choylik on the Mogen Avraham, and the Prima Godim says, I am not maskim, and I hold both of them are a proper Tvila B'Tzibba, and Mamela, I hold that Kaddish is more important than Tvila B'Tzibba. But the Mishnah Berurah, he paskins like the Prima Godim, that Kaddish is more important than a true Tvila B'Tzibba, but he is maskim to the Mogen Avraham that there is two dargas in Tvila B'Tzibba. That the Tvila B'Tzibba Gemura, which you start together with the Tzibba, that's the proper Tvila B'Tzibba. And then you've got a Tvila B'Tzibba She'ena Gemura, when you're starting later, that is not a proper Tvila B'Tzibba, or but you still memekayim your mitzvah of Tvila B'Tzibba. L'may nafkemina, if it's a Tvila B'Tzibba Gemura, if it's a Tvila B'Tzibba She'ena Gemura, yeah, Avada, everybody wants to mekayim the mitzvahs of the Chatchila, Avada. Yeah, like the Shiva used to say, that just like when you buy a car, you want the best car, so when you have Gan Eden, you want the best Gan Eden. Evilt nicht haben kann bedieve dicke Gan Eden. Yeah, you want a lachatchila dicke Gan Eden. So if you want to mekayim the mitzvahs, avada you mekayim the mitzvahs, the lachatchila dicke tfila b'tzibba. And you don't get Tvila B'Tzibba She'eino Gemura. But there is another Nafkamina, which Mr. Horowitz mentioned before. And the Nafkamina is like this. Somebody who starts Shmoneh Esrei together with a Tzibba, and he knows that he's not going to reach Kedusha, he davens long Shmoneh Esreis, and he's not going to reach Kedusha by the time the Tzibba up to Kedusha. Can he start Shmoneh Esrei or not? In the Shulchan Aruch Pashtus state that Kaddish Kedusha is more important than Tvila B'Tzibba. Or was up to Mishnah Berurah? No. Because this is a Tvila B'Tzibba Gemura, and Heyos is a Tvila B'Tzibba Gemura, and now I've got this Chiyuv to do, so Mamela, I don't have to worry about the mitzvah of Kaddish and Kedusha, which is not here yet, and I can daven Tvila B'Tzibba Gemura. But if you come late, and you know your Shmoneh Esrei is going to, you won't manage to say Kedusha together with the Tzibba, then Mamela, then you'll have to wait till after the Tzibba, and you'll miss Tvila B'Tzibba tefillah b'tzibah shein gemur. Right. So now we know there's do al chatchila dika tefillah b'tzibah is to go, start together mamish with the tzibah, and there is a b'dieved dika tefillah b'tzibah if you start later. But if you start later, then you have to make sure that you finish your shmoneh esrei before kedusha or omineh kela kodesh shmei tefillah, whichever one it is.
Yeah.
He's chatchila. He can daven long.
Even though he misses
kedusha. That's because now he's got a chiyuv to daven tefillah b'tzibah. And so amameila kedusha is the chiyuv is not here yet. It'll only come about later when the tzibah is saying kedusha. So meila he's got this chiyuv now. So he better do the chatchila dika chiyuv now and not worry about the chiyuv which is going to come later. Even though he's not a noilad and he knows what the osid is going to be, even so, daven tefillah b'tzibah now. So be'etzem Tosfos and Brachos ask this kasha. Tosfos and Brachos ask the kasha. Why can't I start if I won't answer kedusha? I can always hear kedusha with Shemei Koina. So Zok Tosfos Hamori Dikazach. Shemei Koina is taka gutazach. Of the emissa hidul mitzvah is to say yourself. So it's a chiddush from Tosfos. Better miss tefillah b'tzibah to be able to mukayim kedusha behidul. Yeah, that's a chiddush. A chiddush from Tosfos. Now we'll come to this nidan, starting chazoras, starting shmoneh esrei with the chazan of chazoras hashatz. Is that called tefillah b'tzibah or is it not called tefillah b'tzibah? Now this is a major machlokes hapoiskim. Number one, it's negea. Am I mekayim mitzvah tefillah b'tzibah? Do I have to, if there's a minyan face in 18 minutes time, do I have to wait for that minyan? Number two, am I allowed to miss out psuka de zimra to be able to daven shmoneh esrei with chazoras hashatz? And Mishnah Berurah in Siman Nun Beis says, I'm allowed to miss out shmoneh esrei. Even so, I don't start mamish together. It's not mishmanes. Miss out chalokim or psuk de zimra. Yeah, to be able to daven shtila shmanesra with when the tzibah are still davening shtila shmanesra. Even so, I don't start mamish together with the tzibah. But as long as the tzibah, the 10 people are still davening shtila shmanesra, and I'll work it out. I'll miss chalokim or psuk de zimra for that. I'm allowed to do that. Am I allowed to miss out parts of Psuka de Zimra to be able to daven Shmoneh Esrei with the Chazan? So the basic shaila is to starting with the Chazan, is that called Tefillah B'tzibah or is it not called Tefillah B'tzibah? What? Yeah, people by Mincha the wait. Yeah, and yeah, they won't miss Kedusha. They won't miss Kedusha. But they won't miss Kedusha and they won't miss Moedim. Oh, wait a minute. Is there 10 people davening still Shmoneh Esrei?
Yeah.
Oh, depends. Depends what the Eichatim says. Now, let's say there's nobody davening Shmoneh Esrei anymore. If there's nobody davening Shmoneh Esrei, everybody's you got 10 people and you waited for 8, 9 people to finish. Yeah, or you waited for 6. You haven't got 10 people davening Shmoneh Esrei anymore. Is that called Tefillah B'tzibah or not? That's the shaila. This is a moridika machlokes hapoiskim. So I'll tell you before I'll be masbir to you what the shaila is. I'll tell you who me are arguing here. The primogodim says klar that chazoras hashatz is not called tefillah b'tzibah. It's called tefillah b'yichidus. As I state in primogodim, and the pashtus of the Mishnah Berurah is that Chazoras Hashatz is not called Tefillah B'tzibah. The pashtus of the Ramah is that Chazoras Hashatz is not called Tefillah B'tzibah. And Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, he goes all the way, and this is mamish, it's not Tefillah B'tzibah, it's Tefillah B'yichidus, and you're not Yotzer Tefillah B'tzibah, if you daven Chazoras Hashatz, Yidamish min Esr with a Chazorat Hashatz. What? Without 10 people which are still davening. Yeah, when you haven't got 10 people still davening Shtilish min Esr. On the other side of those who hold the Tit Tvila B'Tzibah, you got Chsam Sofer in Tshuva. Yeah, it's Chsam Sofer in Tshuva, Mamish. Chsam Sofer in Tshuva says that if you daven Shmin Esr of Chazorot Hashatz, that's Tvila B'Tzibah Amiti. That is the true Tvila B'Tzibah. Yeah, that's Chsam Sofer takes it all away. Yeah, some hold this true Tvila B'Yechidus. The Chsam Sofer takes it all the way and it says it's Tvila B'Tzibah Amiti. This is the true Tvila B'Tzibah. And Reb Yitzchak Achonon, Spekter in Shuvas Bei Yitzchok, he also holds it called Tvila B'Tzibah. And the Buchacha in Eishel Avraham, he also holds it Tvila B'Tzibah. So Amori Dika Machlekes HaPoiskim. Reb Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld in Salmas Chaim, he also takes on that it's not called Tvila B'Tzibah, it's called Tvila, the Raya from the Ramah, that is called Tvila B'Yechidus. And then those which are in the middle, the Chazanish is in the middle. He says it's some form of Tfilah B'Tzibah. It doesn't exactly explain what it is. It says Tfilah B'Tzibah. Says also Tfilah B'Tzibah. So you've got everybody. Some say it's Tfilah B'Yechidus. Some say it's Chsam Sofer says Tfilah B'Tzibah Amiti, and some say says. What the nafkamina is, am I allowed to miss out Pesukas Zimmer for it? Number two, if I've got another minion, I face in 18 minutes, do I have to wait for it or not? And by mincha. So yeah, if he can start together, mamish, together with a chazan, then he'll be mekayim mamish mitzvah tefillah b'tzibah. It's halachatchila dika tefillah b'tzibah. Oh, so now, the nekudas hashayla is, what is the nekuda here? What is the shayla if it is called tefillah b'tzibah, if it isn't called tefillah b'tzibah? Basically, what they're arguing about pshat and atosus and brochas, everything here, that's what the Nekudas HaMachlekes is. And the Machlekes is also more than that. The Machlekes is, why do we make Chazorat HaShatz? What is Chazorat HaShatz? Everybody davens Reddi Shmin Esra. Why are we davening Chazorat HaShatz? So the Torah says, the Chazorat HaShatz was made, Amalek HaTaitan, there were a lot of Amaratzim, and the Amaratzim didn't know how to read. So Meila, the Tzibah Davan, Shtilish Mnesra, and then they made Chazorat HaShatz to be Moitzi the Einaboki. So Moitzi the Einaboki, so that was a way of being Moitzi the people who couldn't read. That's what the Tekon of Chazorat HaShatz is. Now, but the problem is, that's all very nice, Amalek HaTaitan, when it's through Amaratzim. Nowadays, there isn't any Amaratzim anymore. Baruch Hashem, everybody can read and everybody can download from the Esra already. So why is that? Why do we do Chazorat HaShatz? So there's two reasons. One reason, the Rambam says that the old Tekona was in second, so we left it, Tekona, and we can use it sometimes. You know, somebody's got Sofik, he has to download from the Esra again, he can listen to the Chazan. Yeah, that's his Eina Boki. And the other reason which the Rosh says is to be able to say Kedusha, that's why we will Masakin Chazorat HaShatz, to be able to say Kedusha. And once we start, once we say the first part of Shmoneh Esrei, or Tilakela Kodesh, we finish off the whole Shmoneh Esrei. And that's where the Hoicha Kedusha arrived from. Because the whole ikka of Chazorat HaShatz was only to be able to say Kedusha, so Mamela, the Hoicha Kedusha came from that. I think that by the Sfadim Nidab Saminik that they only say that, I think by Mincha they only say the Sholosh Rishonos and the Sholosh Achronos loud, and the rest in the middle they say quietly. What?
Some Sfadim.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. So when you daven Chazorat HaShatz with the tzibah, So how do you do it? Usually, if you're Midrash Shmoneh Esrei, you can't answer Kedusha. If you hear Kedusha Midrash Shmoneh Esrei, you can't answer Kedusha. But if you daven Chazorot HaShatz with the Tzibur, with the Chazan, then you can answer Kedusha. Now, when you answer Kedusha in middle of Shmoneh Esrei, so then the Mechaber says that if you answer Kedusha middle of Shmoneh Esrei, even so, really the old minig was that the Tzibur didn't used to say Nekadesh or Nakdishach, because really Nekadesh is, the Tzibur is saying Nekadesh, it's a kriya of the Chazan to the Tzibur to be Mekadesh the Rebbeinu Shlen. Nekadesh, let us be Nekadesh, Nakdishach, or Kese, or Naritzach, is all the Chazan said. I think by some... Das Shulchan is still they don't say it, yeah? Yeah, the Ikam Minig was that the Chazan doesn't say, that only the Chazan says Nekadesh or Nakdishach, but the Tzibur didn't say it. Now nowadays we do what was stated in Arizal. Rebbe Kveger brings down the Arizal that the Tzibur should say it, and Rebbe Kveger finishes off the Eilah of Tishmon. You should listen to the Arizal, so that's why it's ongenuma nowadays that we do say in the Kaddish. So b'me'ike din ha'shulchan aruch, the Tzibur don't say in the Kaddish. But somebody who davens Shmoneh Esrei b'chazorot ha'shatz with the Chazan, he does say in the Kaddish. And another point, Nusch Ashkenaz in Chazorot ha'shatz, you don't say Atah Kodesh, you say Ladoi Vadoi. Somebody who davens Chazorot ha'shatz with the Chazan, he doesn't say Atah Kodesh, he says Ladoi Vadoi. Oh, so why does he say Nekadesh and why does he say Ladoi Vadoi? Oh, so the Toisus in Brochus has got a problem. How am I allowed to say Kedusha in middle of my Shmoneh Esrei? How am I allowed to say Kedusha in middle of my Shmoneh Esrei? I'm in the middle of davening Shtila Shmoneh Esrei. How can I say Kedusha? So Tosfos, before we get to the Tosfos, okay. So Tosfos, that the machlokes in the Gemara, if some a yochid which daven Shtila Shmoneh Esrei and he's got 10 people in the room, can he say kedusha in Shmoneh Esrei or not? So the machlokes is if yochid oimek kedusha or the yochid ain oimek kedusha. We paskin that yochid ain oimek kedusha. So Tosfos asks, if I'm in the middle of my Shtila Shmoneh Esrei, how can I say kedusha? Yochid ein oime kedusha. You're middle of Shtila Shmoneh Esrei. How can you say kedusha? So Tosfos finishes off. The ein ze kori yochid. That is not called a yochid. So now there's a big machlokes. What does Tosfos mean? The ein ze kori yochid. So the Chasam Sofer says, ain't that Kori Yochid called my Shmoneh Esrei is not a Shmoneh Esrei of Bechidus, it's a Twila B'Tzibur. So if it's a Twila B'Tzibur, so Mela can say Kedusha. The Cholkim on the Chasam Sofer and hold that's called Twila B'Yechidus and not called Twila B'Tzibur. So Tosfos has got a problem as he yoys, you're davening Twila B'Yechidus. So in a Twila B'Yechidus, you can't say Kedusha. Only a Twila B'Tzibur, you can say Kedusha, not a Twila B'Yechidus. So how can you say Kedusha? So the Teretz is, the Meiri says, you started together with the Chazan. And Mishburu said a very important point. If you can't wait by Menchaya Mesim and answer Kedusha with the Chazan. You're not allowed to do that. Only if you started with the Chazan at the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei and you're saying the Kaddish with the Shmoneh Esrei, with the Chazan, or Nakdishach, and you're going to say Ladoi Vadoi, then you can answer Kedusha. Why? Because you become tofel to the Shliach Tzibur. You become part of the Shliach Tzibur's Brocha, so Mele become part of the Shliach Tzibur's Brocha, so Mele you're not called a Yochid saying Kedusha, you're part and parcel of the Chazan. So Mele, so the Taina, in Tosfos Be'etzim it says that it is a Tfilah B'Yechidus, now Yois I become part and parcel of the Chazan, that's why I can say Kedusha. So Lamaisa, La Locha Lamaisa in time to finish. finish off all the points here. So Halacha LaMaisa, the Mishbura Paskens, it's called Tfila B'Yechidus. Many Paskens, it's called Tfila B'Tzibba. So if you come late for Mincha, and you're in a shul where there's still 10 people davening, Shtila Shemin Esra, then it's a lechatchila to start with the chazan. I'll get a b'dievetik a tefillah b'tzibah, and I'll be able to answer Kedusha, and the omen alakeila kodesh, omen shmeh tefillah, I'll also get, because I'll finish off alakeila kodesh with the chazan, I'll finish off shmeh tefillah with the chazan, and I'll bow down by moedim also with the chazan, so that will be lechatchila. If there isn't 10 people davening Shemin Esra anymore, so then it's already got machlokes, and like the Mishnah Berurah, you'll have to wait. If there's another minion, you'll have to wait for the next minion.